Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From Cargo J, Cargo J writes, Kevin, multiple opinions sounds serious, don't you think? ? Yeah, I said that seeking a second opinion on a quad injury is a bit of a red flag. Seeking multiple opinions, sure, yes. I mean, the reporting is his status is in doubt. We'll learn more from Quinn today, and we're going to carry Dan Quinn's press conference before practice begins at 12:30. But yeah, this doesn't sound great. We'll know more in about an hour and a half. You'll hear the Santana Moss conversation in about 30 minutes. But joining me right now is Josh Kendall. Josh covers the Atlanta Falcons for The Athletic, as I've said many times. I am a subscriber to The Athletic. You should be as well. You can follow Josh on X at Josh The Athletic. Josh, I think this is a very dangerous game from our standpoint. I think the league proves, you know, every year it's week to week. We saw the Browns beat the Packers. We saw the Giants bounce back against the Cowboys and then look terrible. How do you think Atlanta responds to getting shut out 30-0?
I wish I could tell you, but absolutely, as the opponent coming in here,
do we have Josh? I hear. Okay, I can kind of hear him.
Hang on, let's see if I can get a little...
Max, you want to try to reestablish? Let me hear you. Sorry, Josh, go ahead. Yeah, put him on hold and let's get a better connection with Josh. The Falcons, as I mentioned, lost 30-0 to the Panthers. I mean, the Panthers were 0-2, hadn't shown any sign of life. I mean, they had that week two comeback against the Cardinals, but they were truly getting their, you know, behinds kicked. And then they recovered an onside kick, which is pretty rare in the game, and had a chance to win at the end. But 30-0 sounds awful. And it probably was awful. Do we have Josh back? All right, Josh, I'm sorry. Bottom line is I kind of think, you know, following the NFL as a fan, this is the kind of game where a team looks terrible and ends up looking like a completely different team the following week. What do you think?
I don't know. I think that as the opponent, you've got to assume that you're stepping into a hornet's nest and a team that's super motivated. But that loss to Carolina, as you've outlined just broadly, was as bad a professional loss as I've seen personally. That Carolina's not a good football team. Atlanta was coming off of a high, thought it had turned the corner, and looked offensively like they didn't know how to play. So I don't have any real grasp of how this team, with a second-year quarterback making his seventh start, that just fired its wide receivers coach, that has a head coach who still hasn't, you know, proven himself as a head coach. I don't know how this team is going to respond. Absolutely, coming out with their hair on fire and playing well is a possibility, but there are other possibilities too.
All right, so we most didn't see the game. I watched the condensed version. It was the worst Penix Jr. has looked by far. Are there concerns about him?
If there are, they are not saying them, and they will probably never admit them. From the moment that they benched Kirk Cousins between week 15 and 16 last year, they said, Michael Penix is our guy, and he's our guy of the future. We love this guy. We've loved this guy since we worked him out at the University of Washington. He's our guy. Just wait and see. And they have continued to say that they've been nothing but confirmed in all their love for him and everything that they've seen. But he's 2-4 as a starter, and it looked really, really bad last week, and he's completing 58% of his passes, which is what he completed last year, which is not going to be good enough. I'm not saying Michael Penix is the problem, because I see all of the positive qualities that they highlight Michael Penix. I see them as well. You can absolutely see it, and this guy could end up being this team's quarterback and a really good one for 5, 6, 7 years. That's on the table. But there may be, he's got to prove that he doesn't have and this offense has got to prove that they don't have a fatal flaw, which is they just can't complete enough passes. They can't get on the same page and throw accurate enough passes to complete enough passes to be a functioning offense.
So I'll let you in on something that all of my listeners know. I'm kind of a Kirk guy. I was a Kirk guy when he was here. I have followed his career in Minnesota. I watched, a lot of the games last year. He obviously got hurt. I think it was in that New Orleans game on the road, because he was a different quarterback after that. The locker room will tell the tale. Where is the locker room on the quarterback situation right now?
For now, they're with Penix, and I think that they've been with Penix since the Kennedy guy, and I think it was since Steve. That gets put to the test right now. The Falcons opened themselves up to a controversy, to an issue, when they decided to keep Cousins around.
Yeah.
So now they have it. They have said, Raheem Morris said Sunday, I asked him, will Kirk be competing for the starting job this week? Raheem said no. So this is, this is the Michael Penix show. They're not, and they just signed a kicker on Tuesday to compete with their kicker who missed two kicks last week, because, as Raheem said, you've got to have competition. So I'm not sure why you not have a competition right now at the quarterback position, other than you have pushed all your chips into Michael Penix's basket and you're living and dying with him.
Talking to Josh Kendall, covers the Falcons for The Athletic. This is a better – well, let's stick with the offense for a moment. Because maybe Gibbs and Montgomery would be the better pairing at the running back position, but Algier and Bijan are close. They ran the football so well against that Minnesota defense in week 2. What happened last week?
Well, they ran it. They could barely run it in week 1, and they were stunned. They were surprised, and they said they challenged their offensive line, and the offensive line came out and responded really well against Minnesota, and they absolutely did dominate with the run game against Minnesota. And so I don't know if the offensive line decided that was enough. 1 week was enough. That's plenty. And so, we're just going to have another dud game, or if it was a game planning issue. To be frank, I'm not smart enough to dissect that, sitting in the press box. I couldn't tell you. But I would expect them to go back to a more Minnesota-like game plan. I would expect them to say, we're going to take a lot off this quarterback's plate right now, and we're going to put a lot of pressure on this offensive line, and we're going to give the ball to 7-25 and hope that that settles us down offensively.
What about defense? It looks revamped. It looks a lot better. It got a little bit better as the season went along last year, because it was not a good defense for much of the year. What does Washington face in Atlanta's defense this week?
A better unit than a year ago. The Commanders faced a defense that was just didn't have many answers toward the end of last year and didn't have any confidence. this group is different. This group has a lot more confidence and has some answers. They didn't play poorly against the Panthers. They didn't play great. Possibilization. Mike Penix threw a pick six, and it just rolled against them. So
yeah.
There will be some pass rush. There will be a team that adjusts and, you know, has a chance. Gives the Falcons a fight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, we're just having some issues with Josh's phone. So if you want to try to reestablish again, Max, one more time, and if we can't get it right, we're good. We got a lot of the information that we need from Josh. Look, it comes down to, you know, when you draft a quarterback that high, you know, you're not going to wait around forever. I really think that the Falcons did themselves. You should always be thinking about quarterback, especially when you've got an older quarterback. But they went out and paid Kirk a hell of a lot of money in free agency. And then they ended up drafting a quarterback that was always going to be there lurking if anything went wrong. Kirk got, you know, injured a little bit during the season last year. His performance went downhill, and they took that opportunity to get Penix into the lineup when they were still very much in a playoff race. You know, they had a 3-game lead at one point over Tampa last year, and they had swept Tampa. Do we have him back? Okay, sorry about that, Josh. Your phone just keeps breaking up, but I appreciate you.
No, my fault. Sorry, guys.
No, it's all right. I appreciate you giving the time. But I was just saying, you know, going back to the drafting of Michael Penix Jr., you know, a month and a half after giving Kirk all of that money, what's the thought on that today?
The thought on that 3 weeks ago was great. We told you so, and I think the thought in Atlanta right now is still we told you so. I think that their belief in Michael Penix is legitimate. You know, I think that they are very publicly confident, and I think that they legitimately feel that. I don't think that they're faking that. They still believe that they've got their quarterback of the future, and so they believe that no amount of resources was too much to invest to assure that outcome, whether it ended up being Kirk or Michael Penix. So they would tell you, they would still argue that they believe they made the right decision. I think that you can certainly make an argument that it's not going to be the right decision, or it hasn't been the right decision, or it wasn't the right decision, however we want to couch it. But they are, you know, they're a couple of weeks away from having a real mess at quarterback.
You know, that's the problem, right? When you have a backup like that that's making that much money, you decided not to move him during the offseason and you're going with the rookie, there's little patience. And that's unfortunate because Penix does have talent. And like you said, he's about to make his seventh or eighth start this particular week. I mean, we've seen veteran quarterbacks, you know, resuscitate their careers in their 30s. It's just so incredibly unrealistic to expect a Jaden Daniels kind of rookie season out of most of these young quarterbacks. Is Raheem in trouble if they don't win more than they lose this year?
Depends on how close it is. If they are 8-9, I don't think he's in significant trouble. No, because 8-9 is what this team has been for basically the last decade. So I think that they can survive that. If they're 5-12, yeah, he's in trouble.
All right. Lastly, by the way, so the answer to getting beat 30-0 is letting the wide receivers coach go. Ike, you know, Ike was a part of this staff here with the Shanahans, with Raheem, you know, back in the early 2010s. Did that satisfy anybody?
No, not at all. I mean, I think if anything, that just if you were making the if they were making the move to sort of shut up the critics, I think they only emboldened the critics, because the critics all said that's a dumb reaction to a terrible overall offensive performance. So you would hope that that's not why they made the move. You would hope that they made the move because they have correctly diagnosed the fact that the reason that Michael Penix and the wide receivers looked like they were playing a different game on Sunday was the fault of the wide receivers, and we have to get that fixed. And once we get that fixed, everything will be fine. If that turns out to be, then if
yeah. All right, Josh is breaking up again. We'll let him go, but thanks, Josh, if you can hear me. Appreciate the time. You know, it's interesting, Max. They got a good receiving core. Drake London is a big target. Darnell Mooney had a career year. Drake London had a career year last year. Kyle Pitts was kind of the question mark, you know, after getting drafted so high. There was a lot of question about his work ethic, about his blocking ability. They've got talent. I mean, every team's got talent, but they actually have talent at the skill position players offensively. And as Josh said, defensively, they're capable. So it comes down to the quarterback, as it often does. And Penix Jr. had a rough game last week, really, truly his worst game. I think the other concern would be what he said about the completion percentage, you know, going back to his starts, you know, last year as well. He, you know, he's basically, you know, somewhere in the low to mid 50s completion percentage wise right now in his starts. That's not going to be good enough. You got to be in the league now. You got to be in the, you know, low to mid 60s, you know, pretty much consistently to have an offense that can be consistent and sustained drives, et cetera. And man, he's got some targets there, including his backs, you know, and with Zach Robinson, the OC who came from Sean McVay's squad in LA, you know, there's a lot of Shanahan elements to this offense, a lot of Sean McVay elements to this offense. Now, they didn't seem to do it a lot last year early with the play action, the under center stuff, but I think they've done more of it with Penix Jr. But you got to complete a higher percentage when you're in that kind of an offense, you know, and you can run the football. You got to be at a higher percentage. And that's probably the most important part of what he said. You know, it's not the two picks and the two bad picks. When you're at a completion percentage in the mid 50s and you've got the running game that you have with Bijan and with Tyler Algier, that is not a good early sign. I'm a Penix Jr. guy. I loved him coming out. I thought and still think he's got a chance to be a really, really good NFL quarterback. It's so early, but you got to get that completion percentage up. And wouldn't surprise me if they get, you know, try to get him some easy stuff early in that game. They will try to run the football. And Washington's improvement through three games compared to last year in the run defense area is meaningful. Very meaningful. I understand the Giants and the Raiders were two of the three opponents. I don't think they did a terrible job against the run in the Green Bay game. But that, you know, Atlanta's going to want to run the football. They're going to want to come out. They're going to want to run the football. They did it against a very good Minnesota defense in that game. Bijan went for 143. Tyler Allgeier, 16 for 76. They had 218 yards rushing against that Viking defense. What happened on Sunday is because of the turnovers, they got behind. They tried to chase it through the air, so they got away from the run game. But they're going to try to run the football, and this will be, for sure, among the four games Washington's played so far, this will be the biggest test run game-wise. Now, I would think if they have any doubts about whether or not they can stop the run with seven in the box, they'll make Penix beat them and load the box to stop those two backs. You can't let them get going early. And I would imagine that's number one on the defensive game plan. Stop the run Sunday. Make Penix Jr., who's dealing with some stuff right now for sure after that game, make him beat you. All right. As I said 20 minutes ago, you'll hear Santana Moss and I reminisce about 20 years ago this week, the Monday Night Miracle. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.